Hi, I'm Megan M. Riley from MeganMRiley.com. I'm a natural born psychic and sexual empowerment coach, and you are listening to Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. Hello, goddesses. Okay. So I have had so much feedback about G-spots. I'm so excited. Here's the thing. You are not trying to get anywhere. This is not like a failure if it's happening or not happening. All you're supposed to do is just find it. Just find it and play with it. And a lot of questions about how to go deeper. Oh, you got a snort. All right. So if this is something that you want to talk about more, we can talk one-on-one, or I have a group starting in July that I'm really excited about, because the group that is finishing up right now is so much fun. So just imagine all of the conversations that we're having right now, and that this is the free content. So what is the not free content? And a group of women together every week for 3 months, exploring all of this, getting really comfortable in your body, getting really just like, you know, confident and certain and grounded in yourself so that you can trust yourself, so that you can trust the intuitive nudges. You can trust who it is that you're attracted to and not attracted to, rather than be worried about it and be worried that you're going to bring in another dark night. So if that is something that is interesting, my website is MeganMRiley.com/VIP coaching. And send me an email or send an email to mail@MeganMRiley.com and we can set something up. Okay, so today is a distinction I found, again, through Mama Gina. And if you don't know Mama Gina's work, you should. She really started this conversation about being present in our body and awakening the goddess and finding that certainty and that glow and finding that. She started this ages ago. And now there's all sorts of people, there's all sorts of women, there's all sorts of coaches speaking about this, and we all have our different way, and we all have our different way to communicate this. But just in acknowledgement to Mama Gina, the first book, her first book is Guide to the Womanly Arts. And the second book, which I have right here, just came out in paperback, is called Pussy. And like reclaiming the word, you know, reclaiming the word pussy. It's empowering and opens up a whole world of what's possible. So what I wanted to talk about today was called clitoracy, which cracks me up. Clitoracy is knowing oneself and knowing what it is exactly, not just about sex, and yes, about sex, but what is it that gets us present? What are the smells that get us present? What are the textures that get us present? What is it that has us just take a moment and roll our eyes back and smile? So the things that wake up the clitoris are the things that wake us up. She loves to be acknowledged. She loves to be told how beautiful she is. She loves to have someone want to make her happy. She loves to be taken care of. She loves to be made to feel pretty. She loves that energy of abundance, the energy of enough time, enough love, enough touch, enough. And everything that she responds to, we also respond to. So if you're in the position where, you know, why can't I find a man who knows about my body? Why can't I find a nice guy? Why is it that I keep finding these dark nights? Why, if you're asking yourself those questions, or if you've been so protected and shut off that there isn't anyone around, not even the dark nights, this is a perfect conversation. So the more clitorate that you are, the more you're going to bring in a man who knows these things as well. And they, I swear, ladies, they are out there. And, oh, and I hear that there are more and more men listening to this, which I really love. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being willing to hear us and hear what works and hear what is it that's going to have us really unfold and really have us blossom. Because I have a picture, I have an image of what's possible right now. Here we are talking about going to war. Here we are talking about interest rates going up. Here we are talking about Me Too and racism and abuse and the healthcare crisis. And here we are talking about all of these things. And yet what's possible is a generation of women who know their body and know what works for them and what doesn't work for them. What that's going to bring is a generation of men who know that too. And I was rereading Pussy this week, and one of the comments was, there was a man who went through one of Mama Gina's courses, and he called his mother, and he said, "Mom, why didn't you ever tell me about the clitoris?" And that the mother said, "You never asked." So why have this be, if it's so much more than sex, and it is, if it's so much more about how we approach the world and what kind of mothers we are and what kind of employers we are and what kind of women are we driving on the road? What kind of employees are we? If this has this much to do with how we show up in the world, then it's a conversation that we should be having with everyone. It's a conversation we should be having with our sons. It's a conversation that we should be having with our girlfriends. It's a conversation that everybody wants and needs to know. Once we get really centered in the body, once we become very, very aware of the yoni and paying attention to that, grounding in that, having this be something that is going to be our foundation, is going to be just a piece of our identity and a piece of who we are, then what's possible? Then maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation about a war. Okay, so ladies, the first way, and probably the easiest way and the quickest way to open up for clitoracy, which is becoming clitoris literate, the egg. I know I keep talking about the egg, and I know that there are those of you who are starting the practice. I know that there are those of you who are resisting the practice. Here's the thing. So physically, here's what happens. And I'm just going to keep going on about the egg. You'll sleep better. You will have more energy. Whatever it is that's going on, if you have PMS, if you have perimenopause, if you have menopause, if you're postmenopausal, it will help. It increases estrogen. It makes your orgasms more intense. It has them happen more often. It puts you into the multiple category of, remember when we were talking about the sharp increase and then going quote unquote over the top and then a crash and then you can fall asleep? It's not that. It's where you keep the energy up. It's where you stay turned on for 3 days. That this is the egg. This is having an egg. That's what's happening physically. Spiritually, what's happening is that you're healing from the inside. So whether you have sexual violence in your past, domestic violence in your past, whether you are having sensitivity issues after surgery or after birth, whether you have disconnected from yourself physically, have disconnected from the yoni, whether you are comfortable with yourself sexually or are not comfortable with yourself sexually, no matter what is going on, the egg is, it's a crystal, and crystals heal. So the egg is healing you from the inside. You may have emotional releases. You may have a sense of pressure or a sense of buildup. And if we can trust that the egg is doing what it needs to do, and that the history of the egg is about healing from sexual violence, this is going to help. So you can start a practice on your own. You can start a practice in a program. You can start a practice in one-on-one coaching. I would say just start a practice. I found this really, really extraordinary company. Yoni Bliss. So Yoni Bliss, it's a small company, and I don't get anything out of doing this. I just love what they do. And so they charge each egg with Reiki. They send a little care box or a little stand, little instructions what to do with the egg. And the whole thing is blessed so that when I get eggs from Yoni Bliss, there's not really additional cleansing that I need to do on the crystal. I charge it with my intention and what I want for that specific egg. But what's nice is every other egg that I have gotten, I have had to cleanse, meaning running water, out in the moon, salt water, charging and cleansing crystals. This company, I don't have to. So if you go to Yoni Bliss, if you're looking for eggs, go to Yoni Bliss. And I even set it up where you'll get a discount. So 5%, and I think it's Megan5. So if you type in Megan5 at Yoni Bliss, you can get a little discount. I love them. I love the eggs that I get, and I always look forward to more. Okay, so starting an egg practice, what's really important is setting aside the time for yourself and the time to show up for yourself. Now, confidence is not something that we get by taking a program. Confidence is not something that we get by buying new clothes or self-care. That's not confidence. Confidence is being able to show up for yourself over and over and over and over. And that's also where we can hear the nudges of this person is not good, this job is not good, this situation is not good, and you can hear it and you can listen to it and you know that it's not fear, and then you can act. So having a practice, I have a meditation. It's a 10-minute meditation. And if that's something that you're interested in, send me an email, mail@meganmriley.com. So here's what we do. We lay out a yoga mat and put on some music and have a 10-minute practice with your egg, really connecting with your egg. Something else that I have been working with and playing with is sleeping with your egg. So whatever the egg has to work on you and whatever intention that you put into the egg. So if you have more than one egg is for healing, one egg is for presence, one egg is for joy, one egg is for ecstasy. You can have all sorts of different eggs. Whatever the intention is on that egg, and then how the egg is designed to work for you, imagine doing that for 8 hours while you're sleeping. This is where women start to glow. This is where women say to other women, oh my gosh, what is it that you are doing? Something has changed. It's the egg. Seriously. So then you're going to notice, you're going to be much more aware of your body. If you know your cycle and know exactly what's going on, you're going to know when you're ovulating, which is always a good thing to know. You're going to know when you're coming up to your moon, and you're going to know when that is over. You're going to be able to feel the changes in your hormones more with an egg than you did before. Also, you're going to notice a quicker response to bliss. Now, those of us who are more sensitive, those of us I would even call highly sensitive, what's difficult is that we get overwhelmed faster than most people. This is Megan Riley. You have been listening to The Women's Guide to Living the Orgasmic Life. If you'd like more information, my website is meganmriley.com. And go shake those hips!